NATO is in a tough spot. Two of its allies are in conflict, not quite battle, in northern Syria, with Turkey calling for NATO to support it as it moves into the area recently vacated by U.S. troops. European governments have been critical of Ankara's incursion into Kurdish-populated areas. Speaking to DW on one of her last days in office, departing NATO Deputy Secretary General Rose Gottemuller is cautious. She won't criticize Turkish or U.S. actions, naturally, and sticks to safe ground.
I don't think anybody, including me, can speculate on exactly where this crisis is headed. We can continue to emphasize restraint and emphasize the need to preserve the gains in our fight against ISIS.
Islamic State had been pushed out of northern Syria, but now stands to make a comeback in the chaos caused by the U.S. withdrawal and the Turkish military action. But now, hundreds of Islamic State-linked detainees have reportedly escaped from facilities formerly guarded by Kurdish militias. Some of those held are women and children, but some are foreign fighters who came from European countries and want to go back into battle. Gottemuller says these governments have to finally step up and deal with their citizens.
It's high time that there be some priority attention given to resolving this problem. The international community has been looking very, very hard at how to deal with the issue of foreign fighters and their families, how to try them, what will be the proper judicial process for dealing with them. NATO supports that. We support the international community's efforts to deal with this problem.
Turkey says it deserves more support from NATO allies, even though one of those allies, the U.S., has reportedly come under fire from Turkish forces, according to the U.S. Defense Secretary. Last week, when NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg visited Turkey, the government demanded NATO do more. Gottemuller emphasizes protection of Turkey has been a long-term NATO project.
NATO already shows solidarity with Turkey. We've spent $5 billion over the years in building up our NATO facilities in Turkey, air bases, naval ports, radar sites. We continue to defend Turkish airspace with flights by NATO AWACS planes to provide for situational awareness in the area. NATO is standing with Turkey as we do in our common defense.
The stakes are extremely high. It's not just Islamic State which wants that area back. The Syrian government, backed by Russia, is also sending troops north where they'll encounter Turkish forces. U.S. Ambassador Fred Hoff was the Obama administration's special envoy to Syria, and he is highly critical of the current U.S. position, which includes sanctions on Turkey for its actions and a President Trump threat to destroy the Turkish economy. Fred Hoff.
When it comes to NATO, the ultimate dream of Russia's Vladimir Putin is to see two NATO allies in a combat situation. From the from the point of view of Putin, it just doesn't get any better than this. Which is why sudden tweets about getting out of Syria, telling the Kurds, you're on your own. We've given you equipment. We've given you money. Go away. Trying to balance that with threats to obliterate the Turkish economy. This is all the wrong medicine. We have to get back to the business of serious, quiet diplomacy.
There are efforts underway. NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg was just in Turkey, and U.S. officials are reaching out to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who so far has not moved one step back. Terry Schultz, DW, Brussels.